Tools of the Trade.
Tools of the Trade. This is where we get to have a little bit of a muck around and talk about things that we like, which is instruments and whatnot. We do have a bit of a special dish. We have Miss June in studio, Annabelle and Tom. Welcome.
Kia ora.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. Yeah.
Guitars, vocal, Annabelle.
Yep, that's
and
me.
And the drums.
Yeah, playing the drums.
And very recently backing vocals. We're working on it.
Oh yeah, the debut actually this weekend.
Oh, Levon Helm. Fuck, it's sweet.
They're not even ready.
I can sing like a bird.
To be honest, I'm not that ready either.
A drummer with some heavy pedigree as well. Comes from a fantastic band that we dig, Wax Chattels, as well. So,
yeah.
Nice one. Nice one.
Cheers.
And you guys were just saying you're over at Big Sound with Wax Chattels and Esther and the Beths.
Yeah, heaps of fun.
And yep. Apparently we threw down. Everyone was pretty impressed.
Not gonna lie, the Kiwis definitely brought the heat this year at Big Sound.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty high energy. I mean, Esther's pretty mellow, but apart from that, that's a pretty
totally
front foot situation.
Yeah, we were pretty. I guess actually, when you put that in perspective, the Beths, Wax Chattels, and us, no one was really there to fuck spiders.
Yeah, that's like that's grunty tempo. sweet. And you've brought, Annabelle, you've brought in a something I'm pretty excited about.
A vintage Jansen
Jazzman.
My baby.
Yes, Jazzman, vintage.
And in the proper case as well, it looks like.
I know, it's in the original Jansen
case.
Yeah,
it's fucking sweet.
The first day I took this home with me, I got stopped on the street and offered to have the case bought off me. Someone didn't realize there was an actual Jansen inside, and this old guy was like, "Oh, I'll buy that Jansen case off you," and I was like, "Hell no!"
Fuck that! I'll buy your Jansen.
I'm not gonna. No, hell no! I'll stick with my own stuff.
Where did you get yours from?
Kind of a long story.
We've got time. We've got plenty of time.
I actually, bit of context, because vintage in terms of Jansen is kind of confusing because there's so many re-editions and things. So this is a 1964 Jansen.
Ooh.
Which is the original make, kind of ironically named a Jazzman because it is obviously a rip-off of the Fender Jazzmaster.
Right.
Around the time in New Zealand where it was really, really difficult to get American exports over. Basically Jansen as a company decided, well, we'll just sort of rip off the patent and make our own versions.
Kind of like sort of the best version of Number 8 Wire.
And then the company very swiftly went under in the 70s because basically Japan started making all sorts of rip-offs and versions, and so often people ask me if it's a Japanese model,
A Japanese Fender,
or just like, you know how there is there's a bunch
you would
of
have toured
weird,
with it, eh?
yeah, toured
like,
with
what
it all
even
around
is
the world,
that little thing?
Yeah. Looks but like you it. Know, like Japan has a bunch of rip-off type guitars, so a lot of
still
people
great
think
guitars
it's
though because
yeah,
they're
no.
made of the time,
yeah, they're great.
Anything sort of pre-80s,
but this is a lot
good.
Better. So, but no, it's really cute. I broke the base plate the other day and had to take it off, and underneath it it's all like hand carved, like someone's taken like a little drill saw and just kind of tried to make a little square in there, and it's like been painted really poorly.
Let's crack the case. You've got it out before. Let's get it out again.
Oh, you want me to get it out
again? How would you explain that old case, John? It's
pretty beaten up.
It's a beaut, isn't it?
It looks like it could easily be pulled out of someone's underneath someone's house.
It sort of looks like the type of case you might find some vintage.
Has the Jansen logo on it. You could do some trigonometry with this. It's very triangular.
It's got a few very nice fragile stickers all over it. So definitely.
All over it.
Definitely
well,
travel.
It doesn't have any padding in it because it's so old. Like this is now 50 years old.
Do you put some bubble wrap in there?
I put all my clothes in.
Oh, nice one. That makes heaps of sense.
Yeah, because also with like trying to get, you know how it is, musicians out there trying to get on a plane nowadays, and there's so much extra, so I just pad it with clothes.
Oh, it's a lovely, what would you call that, like a midnight blue, is that a thing? Turquoise?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Clearly I can't be a pilot.
I am not sure if this is the original color
for real.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I've never found one of this color from the 60s.
Right.
So my thoughts are that it might have been this sort of reddy brown underneath.
Oh, right.
And
right.
Someone it's maybe in like the 80s or something has repainted it. I don't know actually though. That does look like wood.
How do you find? Do you find such an old instrument stays in tune? Okay, if you.
So it's got original Jansen pickups, and we were just discussing before Big Hunger and I about who also has a Jansen guitar.
That's right, I have a brand new one.
About how they're really, really high output.
They're single coil pickups, so super sort of cut.
Three of them.
Good for effects, super cut through the situations.
But the biggest complaint with them from people is usually that they're super trebly.
Hmm.
But funnily enough, that's kind of become my signature sound.
Oh, yeah, you were saying it, it's become a bit of a point of contention when you come to record with a lot of engineers.
It used to. It was more of a live sound thing. So right. I have my...
That must have been quite hard with being like, someone just going, oh, actually, that's not right. And it's like, well this is what I do. So
people would think I didn't know what I was doing, especially because I was
annoying.
A woman.
Yeah, I figured.
And they'll go, oh, it's too trebly, and like try and touch my amp and change my shit. But actually, this is the perfect way that I like it. It was, yeah, to begin with. But if you listen to our recordings and if you listen to our influences, which I think hopefully we're going to have time to do, you can see that that's kind of exactly the sound that I'm going for with it. Especially when it's super fuzzed out.
Mm.
And I play my Jansen with a Jansen Bassman 50 amp.
Perfect.
What's it? Amp head in a Fender Supersonic 2x12 cabinet, which I got from insurance after my shitty cabinet was stolen.
When insurance works.
Hard out. But no, I've had this serviced a lot by Glenn.
Oh,
Glenn's
nice.
Workshop.
Old mate Glenn, eh?
He knows this guitar like the back of his hand.
I suspect someone like that, like a guitar tech that sees a lot of guitars, is probably like,
he loves getting the Jansen. Yeah. I have come to see him in the middle of the night before we've gone on tour when I broke the fucking plate by trying to put a whammy bar in that wasn't the right size. I've seen him in some stressful times. Shout out to him. He is amazing. He's next to Bungalow Bills. If you ever need a guitar service, go there. And then I got my amp done by Clary, who lives out in Tarangi.
Those are definitely the two that get bandied about quite a bit.
Right on. And then I also play it through... two of Paul Carruthers' pedals. I use a Hotcake and a Prunes and Custard. And then I have
Really? You use both of those pedals?
Yeah.
Fucking nice. Sweet.
So I keep my setup extremely New Zealand. And I think it really does my guitar service.
Yeah, sweet.
And it really like brings out... I don't know. There's something about it that works. It's like a winning combo. Like New Zealand guitar, New Zealand made pedals, New Zealand made amp.
I haven't tried that combo.
Oh, you've got to play them. Because you've got a Jansen amp as well, don't you?
I do, yeah. I could go full... What happens? You just evaporate into affinity.
It's just beautiful. It's beautiful. It's the best. It's the best.
We've had a text in saying, I think Jansen guitar bodies are Cody and the next Tawa. I don't think the bodies are Cody. I don't think so. But the neck might be.
That would be so beautiful.
Hey, should we, just because you were touching on your guitar tone and the search that is, I got you to reference a couple of bands that may have swayed you in one way or another at some point. Got 3D's Out of Space on here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yeah, that's got one of the greatest New Zealand guitar solos and New Zealand guitar players of all time on that. So,
well, shit.
Give it a bang.
I dream of a time.
That is the 3Ds. Annabelle quotes them as being an influence for guitar sound.
Yeah.
Strange way to say that, but
I
got out there in the end, didn't I? we did ask an off-air question how long you've had that particular Jansen. Well, how long has the affair been with Jansen, would you say?
Oh, probably happened when I was about 18 and started, like, really earning enough money to start buying gear.
Mm.
And started understanding about gear. Because I think everyone goes through that stage when they're learning guitar where they're really scared of guitar pedals, like when you're sort of 15, 16, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use a big muff. I turn it on and everything just goes loud. like everyone has that. And then once I overcame that, I first got the prunes and custard and the hotcake, and then I started learning about Jansen's, and then I got the amp.
The hotcake's wild, eh? That's
just the best pedal.
It's a strange pedal, that one.
It's so sick.
Yeah, it's radical.
The prunes is more weird.
That's what I meant.
Weird.
I meant prunes. Did I say hotcake?
Oh, you said hotcake.
No, the prunes is real zany.
The prunes is a soup. Our bassist uses the prunes and custard as well.
Far out. Oh, actually, well, kind of that does have a bass switch.
Well,
on
they're
them.
Four bass. Yeah, they're bass pedals. But yeah, and then I got the guitar given to me for Christmas on, I think I was 19.
Sweet.
So I've had it for a while.
What do you play if that's out of action? Heaven forbid, John.
God, I
don't think about it. Like, sorry I brought that up, actually.
in the studio, I play a couple of times. I play our producers, Rick and Becker.
Ooh.
I would love to own a Rickenbacker, but
yeah,
I am not rich.
Huge digits.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I like about this old Jansen stuff. You can still pick up a hand wound vintage Jansen amp for like $700 from time to time. That's crazy.
Yeah,
which is fucking crazy. I don't understand.
And I have a Gibson SG, which I don't really like. I don't like playing it mostly because it's extremely heavy.
Right.
But I could play that. And then
Sabbath
I have this weird...
Wait, the SG's heavy?
No, it's a Les Paul.
Yeah, it must be.
I meant to say Les Paul.
No, you're right.
Yeah. I have this like white Les Paul. And then I have this other like weird like... I think it's called like an axe. Or it's some like
the
weird...
The brown one?
Yeah, the brown one.
Definitely.
I don't know. It's weird, but it looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks sick.
It looks fucking sick, but
nice.
It's hideous.
Now, Miss June, obviously looking forward to the Dimmer/Straightjacket Fits gig at the Power Station, yeah?
Mm. Yes.
What is it about?
I love you, Shane.
What is it about Dimmer that you love so much?
Shane Carter? No, kidding.
Shane, I love
Dimmer because the first time I heard Dimmer, I was Miss June and Dada Dye were on tour around the South Island. And we were driving in the van and Mikey was driving and it was the middle of the night and we were so tired and I think we were going through maybe Central Otago. And they put on Dimmer's Chrysalator, like blaringly loud, and it just was, I'd never even really heard Dimmer before and it just blew my mind.
Definitely a good amount of depth in this band.
Yeah.
Turn it up, ladies and gentlemen, you heard...
That is Dimmer, of course, playing with Shane Carter at the Power Station Saturday the 8th of December, presented by none other than yours truly, BFM. That is going to be one hell of a show. If you don't have a ticket, you can get one right now at Triple A Ticketing.
Thank you, John. As selected by Miss June. And now I think we're going to move on to the drums. Mm. Now, this has been a little bit cryptic. I was told there will be a cymbal coming, and it comes with a story. First of all, just to educate us as to which cymbal this is and why drummers need this cymbal. I don't drum at all.
Well, for the drummers out there, it's a Zildjian A-Custom EFX 20-inch cymbal.
It's always from that part of the world, cymbals, eh? It's like the good metal is from, like...
it's heavy.
Like Istanbul.
Yeah, that seems to be it, right?
For the not drummers, it's just a big broken cymbal, basically.
Oh, right. So you've got... So these holes, these original holes were already in it.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's just gotten to a stress point. Isn't it in, like... Is it in, like, a real happy place right now, but it's going to break?
No, it's awful. So this it's... I got this in 2015 when we opened for the Foo Fighters, and Taylor Hawkins came up in our sound check and had a look at the cymbals that I had, which were like pieces of shit that I borrowed off my friends.
Right.
I didn't even own a crash cymbal. And he was like, "What is that, man?" And I was like, "This is all I could find for this gig,
man."
And yeah. And he just yelled out to his drum tech. He was like, "Yeti, get this man a crash cymbal." And
that's
the guy just came out with this.
I love when real rich situations just go, "Hey, fucking have some money, oh, that's great." Eh?
Keep in mind, Tom was like 17 or something at the time. He was like, "Oh my god!"
After the gig, I went to give it back, and he's like, "Nah, man, that's yours." And I almost like cried.
Oh, that's powerful. Aww. That's powerful.
So like,
well, what did you say? Is our cymbal from the second best drummer in the world?
He looks good, drummer.
First best drummer being Dave, of course, Dave Grohl.
Yeah. So I played it for about a year. I played it on the Matriarchy EP that we released. And we toured it, and then
you should have gone to sign it, man.
I know. But I beat the shit out of it, and there's like maybe like 20 cracks in it now.
Send it back.
Yo, I'm done. Get a new one.
I'm done. Can you?
I know. So yeah, it's just been living on my wall. And I was thinking, actually, when I took it off the wall, I was like, this is probably my like most prized position,
right?
I reckon.
That's cool.
Like, I was thinking in my room, I was like, anything could get stolen and I'd be like, that kind of sucks. But if this got stolen,
powerful.
Yeah. It's like the memories, eh?
Yeah, totally.
Well, actually, just on the sort of being a drummer and applying your tact to different bands, what's the major like shift you have to make when playing for, say, Wax Shadows, and then in Miss June, is it like gear wise? Do you have to do a full different setup? Or?
Yeah, it's quite a different setup. So in Miss June, I play like a ride cymbal and a crash cymbal and a floor tom.
And is that like par for the genre? Is that sort
of? Yeah. I feel like in Miss June, it's a little bit more supportive. Like the vocals definitely are out the front, you know. And I feel like the drum part, I'm just trying to make the vocals sound really good a lot of the time.
Right. Okay.
I'm trying my best.
We got a couple drum solos on the new album. Come on now.
I sneak them in every now and then.
Come on now.
But in Wax, I feel like it's almost the drums
it's a
out the
solo
front.
Drum show.
Like,
yeah, well, it's a very, like, those are just like heaps of parts doing one kind of buzzy ins and outs.
Totally. But, and another thing with Wax is like, there's no long sounds on my drum kit. Like my
it's got to get out of the way, right?
Dead.
It's stabby stuff.
Yeah. Mm. So it's really nice actually playing going between the two bands, and like the drums just make completely different sounds.
Right on. Yeah. Mm. Hey, look, we're actually right out of time, but I should thank you guys very much. Thank you to Annabelle, and thank you to Tom for coming in and sharing your wares.
Mm. Thank you,
thanks
Johnny.
For having
I'm
us.
Big hungry.
Right on. Now, Miss June, this last track, Twitch, that you just released is so fucking good. And we're really excited to hear the new record. When is that going to be? In sentence.
Next year. We're just in the process of setting a release date.
Sweet. Well, this track is on the money, so well
thank
done.
You.
Keep up the good work.
Cheers.
Miss fucking June there with Twitch, of course, playing
Miss
Laneway.
Miss June.
Sorry, John.
Miss June.
Such a good song.
Playing Laneway.
What great people. That was great.
Next year, tickets go on sale today. Get your tickets for Laneway today.
You just surprised yourself?
I am surprised. What the? Massive lineup.
I've got a bit of paper here that says, let me just scroll down. Laneway tickets go on sale this morning, today, if you've...
Today.
That was Tools of the Trade.